The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's happening. It's happening. I won't say exactly as forecast, but it's pretty damn close. There are going to be surprises, erratic goings-on and developments almost nonstop from here on out. October is going to be a very difficult month. November will be far worse, and December probably worse yet. God only knows what's going to happen in January. We do know that on New Year's Day, Happy New Year to all of those who are facing eviction. Huh? Over 35 million Americans facing eviction on New Year's Day. All the ingredients are there. One of the stories going up in the news, when I get it done here, and there's a lot of material. A new poll. You know, polls. All right. A new poll shows that the majority of Americans are preparing for the civil war that we've all been watching become worse and worse. And they are stockpiling in anticipation of disruptions. It's going to be worse than that. I had an email today from somebody in the islands, Hawaii. And I am being told by my friends over there that there are a lot of blacks who don't live there who are showing up all of a sudden. African-American blacks. But when you look at the profile of them, what do you see? You see the same old pattern. These are fighting age males. They're not families. They're not young women. They're not old women. They're not old men. They're fighting age males. How many times have I been mentioning that? And what did I say in 2019? I'll bet it was the middle of the year. Fall. Autumn. I said 2020 is going to be hell on wheels. And it is that, and it's... We haven't seen anything yet. We do know now that Donald Trump has been admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center, where, and I dare say this, but I will say it because it's historical fact, where more than a few people have been, how do I say this, assassinated. James Forrestal, our first Secretary of Defense, thrown out of the window of his 11th floor room and killed. He was put in there under duress because he wanted to blow the whistle on the UFO cover-up, among other things. Who else has been murdered, but not in Walter Reed? Only our greatest general in World War II, General George Patton, murdered. As I've said, and it's almost becoming a cliche, they kill people all the time. Am I saying that Donald Trump is going to be assassinated in Walter Reed? No. I'm just saying that anything can happen when you put yourself in the hands of a medical establishment or military medical facility like this. Anything can happen. It would just take one person on staff to do one thing, and any patient in there could have a heart attack, could suffer any number of things. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying I want that to happen. We don't need that in this country right now. But I am very suspicious of the timing. This is not something you take lightly. Two EA-6 planes took off. Those are doomsday planes. The same time that Donald Trump was announcing he had been infected. And the pentagram says, oh, just a coincidence, it was a training mission. Bull. No. No coincidence. That was a message to our adversaries not to mess around in times of uncertainty over here and unpredictability. Don't mess with Uncle Sam and the U.S. Now, there are a lot of things here on the table, dozens, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. I will say I got a message from Peter. I won't mention his last name. Thank you, Peter. He said, former guest Larry Nichols passed away yesterday. And I think you longtime listeners know that I knew Larry very, very well. He was on this program God knows how many dozens of hours. Larry Nichols knew a lot. I'm wondering right now what Hillary Clinton thinks about Larry Nichols' passing. Larry told me a lot. He knew all about Vince Foster. He knew all about the Clintons. He was on the inside. Anyhow, Larry Nichols, rest in peace. Another fascinating individual, gone. So there's that. What I wanted to do this first part of the program tonight was, this is Madeline Gerwick's monthly visit. What a propitious day for that to happen. She's standing by right now, and we're going to spend the first 2 hours together because she has so much material to present about the astrological profile that we're facing, that she is seeing in her research. It is not encouraging. It is, in fact, reflective of exactly what I've been talking about for so long, and it's not looking good, okay? Madeline, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Always good to be back. And we've made it through another month, which is quite amazing.
staggering along as we were, and we did make it. Yeah,
we did make it. Yeah, that's the important part. We did make it. Yes, it is a pretty incredibly intense next 3 months, even 4 months, actually. I think to start with, we should probably remind everyone that we're, first of all, in Mars retrograde. And Mars is the warrior. He's in a sign.
When does Mars go retro?
Okay, it went retrograde September 9th.
It was the 9th? And this is a long one. That's right. I remember
now.
Yeah,
this is like 10 or 11 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't finish until, I think, November 13th is its last day.
That's a long haul. Yeah.
Yes. And Mars represents the warrior, and he's in his own sign of Aries, which is a very action-oriented sign. And it is associated with war. And he's hanging out with Eris, the goddess of war. So, boy, it's you just can't come up with a more intense situation.
Yeah, and, you know how it is. You're judged by the company you keep, right?
That's right. And Evers has been very active lately. So the two of them are now square to Pluto and Saturn, which is quite intense. Saturn can represent the military or the police, the U.S. Marshals, you know, people of that nature. So there's a certain element there that's trying to stop them. And I imagine, and Saturn just went direct, by the way, September 29th. So Saturn's in good shape now, and he's in his own sign, too. So he's actually in better shape than Mars. A planet that is retrograde actually represents someone who is doing something they shouldn't be doing. So you have all these people, rioting and looting and all this other stuff. That's somebody who's, you know, doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because Mars is in a sign he rules, they tend to do it really well. You see, they're strong and competent.
Hold on. What does that mean? They do it really well. Their riots are effective.
The arson is effective. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they sure as hell lit off a lot of fires in Oregon and probably California. Yeah.
Yes, and they've weaponized
arson is what's happened. That's not a joke.
Exactly. Yes, that is no joke. So and Mars retrograde, just for the average person who is not out there in the streets, and there's more of us than there is of them, this is a time period when you should not be starting new projects, because you're supposed to be thinking about what you want to do for the next 2 years and investigating the options that you have and figuring out, here's the best option and how can I do it? You see, so that you're headed towards things that you really love to do and heading away from things that you really don't want to do. So that's a process that will be with us through the end of this year.
Just a sec, hold on. Your phone is skipping a little bit here and there. We hear you fine, but pull it, I think, further away from where you are. Pull the receiver further away from your mouth. Let's see if that helps.
Is that better?
Yes. Okay. I think you were just overriding it a little bit.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the process now is not to try and start something new, because that's not introduce new products and things of that nature, because that's like sending a battleship to war without ammunition. But so the process now is to be doing research and rethinking things and figuring out what direction you want to head for the next 2 years. So,
let me do something with that. There are a lot of people in this country who have lost everything. And I'm talking in particular at this moment about people who have lost their businesses.
Right.
In many cases, they have generations into. Not just a week or a month ago.
And that's one of the reasons they have to rethink what they're going to do.
That's right. Now, that brings up another issue. Since restaurants have been kicked in the teeth, we can't go to the movies anymore. We can't go, if we wanted to major indoor sporting events, concerts, not yet. It's all being deliberately put into a fear-based culture. We are now in that status. So about businesses, which is something you know a great deal about, astrologically speaking, what do people... This has always been a nation of independent effort and individual startups and creativity and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
The restaurants have been taken away. Small mom-and-pop businesses have largely been taken away. It's all going to Amazon Internet ordering now. The few big box stores that have been allowed to survive as chains. Sears is gone. Penny's is in trouble. Target is safe. We have a whole different... What's
Target
that?
Target has food. Target sells food.
That's essential business. So we've
that's
got,
why they're essential.
We've got an issue of a lot of people who are creative and who want to do something. We have to look at it, I think, honestly, that we have passed the age of manufacturing. We are no longer a manufacturing and haven't been, but it's more pronounced now than ever. I include owning a restaurant and manufacturing, creating food and feeding people as a manufacturing kind of a business. We're getting beyond that now, and we're moving into the age of news and information. And information, as corrupt and rotten and controlled as it is the number one spectator sport in America now, and is going to stay that way for the foreseeable future. That's my take.
Yes. Now, December 21st, we're going to move into the new economy for the next 179 years. And that is an air economy, which is related to information. Information, transportation, alliances, relationship marketing, which they do. You go to the grocery store and give them your phone number, and they say, okay, we'll give you a discount, and so on. And technology. Higher technology, I think you're going to see a lot of disclosure, I guess would be the right word, release. You know, last year there were the four patents that the Navy got for what I would call Star Trek or Star Wars type patents. And so they're going to bring out these suppressed technologies that we haven't been able to have access to. Hopefully we'll get med beds soon. I think that would be good. A lot of the jobs that we will start having are not jobs that we have now. So next year is basically a big transition year. We have Saturn square Uranus the entire year. And in an Earth economy, which is what we've been in for the last hundred and, I don't know, since 1842, in that economy, Saturn square Uranus is considered to be a negative secondary aspect for the economy. But I think in this particular case, both Saturn and Uranus are rulers of Aquarius. This new economy starts at 0 degrees Aquarius. So technically speaking, this might be an indication that we're moving into the age of Aquarius. And so I think this is basically just a transition point, and there's a lot of breakdown of old structures and processes that aren't going to work or be useful in the new economy. So we're going to be going through a year of transition as we do it. And, you know, people like us, I mean, we've been working, we've been self-employed forever. Maybe not quite, but...
It seems that way, yeah.
It seems that way, yeah. And really, for me, nothing has changed. I mean, you know, I still work in my business, and you still work yours, and so on and so forth. And I think you're going to see a lot more entrepreneurial activity get started and a lot of new technologies be released that will require new jobs and new skills. And it'll take off, but it'll take off in a different way. And definitely information is going to be one of the top things that people sell. So, you know, they'll
very
have
good.
Their YouTube channel or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. God, everyone's got their own YouTube channel now. And if they can afford a green screen and all they do is recite other people's information, there's very little original research going on. There is some.
Right.
But most of these people are simply in it for the ego. Nobody wants to be a movie star anymore. They want to be an internet star, right? A YouTube star.
Yeah.
That's where
well,
celebrity is headquartered
there.
Now.
There's not, money not to for, be made. Even cats are making
Not for those of us
money.
Who have been... If you've been defunded, I don't make a dime.
Well, that's true. So. Yeah, if you're defunded or demonetized, as they call it, yeah. Yeah, so this month has a lot of very, very intense energy. And actually, in my newsletter, I write the Good Timing newsletter for anyone who wants to know details. And I've never told people to get battle ready before, but I did. I told my subscribers to get battle ready. And that's the first time I've ever told people that. I've never seen that situation before, but it definitely looks like people might have to defend themselves or their homes and family. It's just a completely different thing than what I've ever seen.
Who are you going to call? 9/11? They're not going to answer in many
yeah.
cases.
Well,
sorry, we're backed up 2 hours. We'll get to you as soon as we can, or we'll just send the we'll send the mortician out one way or the other.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So this month we have Mars square Pluto, which this cycle has been actually in range since about July 27th, and it's going to stay in range until January. And so this month it's going to peak again on October 9th. Now, that day, it happens to be next Friday, so it's pretty coming right up here. And this kind of cycle is associated with things like rage and anger and violence and murder. But, you know, because we have Eris there with it, it's like double intense. And there's always, Pluto also represents power, and it can also represent the power grid. So there can be attacks on the power grid, you know, not just...
Now,
I mean,
she didn't say A-T-A-X, she said A-T-T-A-C-K-S, attacks.
Yes, attacks. Yes. Yes. So.
All right. Hold on, Madeline. We've got to take a break here on that. We'll come back. Todd, I would like you to call Madeline back. Madeline, go ahead and hang up. Todd will phone you right back. I want to see if we can get a better line.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with Madeline Gerwick. Yes, the grid. We'll talk a little bit about the grid here when we come back, and there's some very important things to consider when you are making your preparations. Be right back. Welcome back. Three White House reporters who traveled with President Trump over the week, have also tested positive for coronavirus. The reporters are not being identified. How's that for an open press? So three reporters also infected. So far, we have Hope Hicks, Melania Trump, President Trump. I was very concerned about Trump. Only to the extent that if he were to be transported to Walter Reed, I would be more concerned. He was today. They're saying it's because he wants to be sure he gets the best care possible. Fine. He was identified as being infected yesterday, and today it was announced that he was showing symptoms. It's a very quick progression in his case. Now, he's 75, he's obese, I and others suspect that he does have heart issues, we'll leave it at that, so he has increased chances of having real serious trouble. I wouldn't be surprised if Boris Johnson from the UK had called him and probably told him, you know, get in the hospital right away, You better be careful. I'm just speculating here. There are a lot of things we don't know about. But again, the bottom line is, I don't like to see anybody in the hospital. I would much rather have him stay in the White House, or any president in the White House, away from the medical establishment. That's not to demean the men and women who work at Walter Reed, but things have happened at Walter Reed in the past that are not good. And that's just a simple fact. All right, now, the grid. The grid is so critical to everything about our lives and our country that most people don't even think about it. They just don't. It's too much for them to think about. The grid is everything. And the grid can be taken down very easily. As we know, the Chinese were allegedly, I can't prove this, but it's common knowledge, allegedly in the center of the grid computer complex, and they left their calling card. Like, ha-ha, we were here, what are you going to do about that? And that's years ago.
Oh, my God.
Now, I talked to somebody who is a professional, and his job is literally to travel the country and work as a scientist consultant on electric grid problems. And he very candidly told me, I can't talk about this, but you wouldn't believe how easy it is to knock the grid down. And he said, those people who would be interested in such a terrorist attack will know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'll just leave that on the table for all of you to think about. And I'll add one other thing, and I forgive the repetition. 2 years ago, this November, right toward the very end of the month, 2 years ago, Department of Homeland Security warned, issued a formal warning, not an advisement, a warning to all Americans to be prepared to possibly having to go without all electricity for up to 6 months. Now, that's not necessarily to say coast to coast, every household, every office in the country. It could be in areas, it could be blackouts, rolling blackouts, it could be problems. But that warning was not given its just treatment in the mainstream media. It was largely ignored. I didn't ignore it. I posted it 2-3 times. And I remembered that. Now, that's 2 years ago. Imagine 6 months without electricity. No. Imagine 6 days without electricity, and we're back in the Stone Age. No, nothing. The trucks stop running because the fuel can't be pumped. The fuel can't be pumped because it can't be moved in pipelines and in tanker trucks. Everything stops. Now, that's without an EMP burst. If there were an EMP burst, we'd be back in the Stone Age within 1 day. We'd have nothing, no computers, no software, no social media. We'd have nothing. And people would literally be sitting on their stockpiles, if they have any, of food and ammunition to try to protect themselves and their families. That's the grid. And I'm telling you what I know, not in specificity, but in general terms from someone who does know, that the grid can be taken down very easily. Go ahead.
Yes. When I first looked at it, I thought perhaps it was power that was shut down basically from fires or riots, you know. And that's always a possibility that can happen. But then lately I've also been hearing multiple Intel people talking about attacks on the grid, and that certainly could represent that. So we can't be too cautious on getting prepared in case there is something actually going to occur that way.
You better think Antifa and BLM when you talk about attacks on the grid. This goes back to what I was told. It doesn't take a lot, and these people will have the knowledge and the ability to take down large portions of the grid, even if they're suicide missions. Don't forget that.
Yeah, now hopefully the Alliance has some idea about these plans, since the NSA is taking note of everything, you know, but nevertheless, we should be prepared. The other thing that's concerning about this is that Mercury, which is going to go retrograde October 13th, but right now it's opposite Uranus, which is another planet associated with electricity. And so you may have had things happen where your phones aren't working quite right, or, you know, crazy things start happening with the car. You're in some place and the cash register doesn't work right or something. So, or the internet isn't right, you know, or the internet goes down, that sort of thing. So those are all common occurrences with Mercury opposite Uranus. And it actually went into that cycle in range of that on September 29th. And because it's going to go retrograde, it's actually going to stay opposite pretty closely through October 26th. So there are two kind of major cycles that are occurring at the same time. That Mars square Pluto is exact on October 9th, and of course Mercury opposite Uranus is already in play at that time, and then Mercury goes retrograde on the 13th, making it worse. So, I don't know. I think it is possible we could lose the power grid or parts of the power grid. I don't know. You know, it's definitely a big concern, because it's, like you say, everything runs on the power grid. And
well, what's the biggest thing I have been holding back? I haven't even mentioned it yet. Go ahead, finish up, and I'll put this one out.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's probably be a fairly simple matter to use one of those directed energy weapons on a power station, you see. So,
well, it won't even, no, it doesn't even take that. But here's the big problem. If the grid goes down in let's just say three states in the eastern, the mid-Atlantic, do you know how many nuclear power plants are scattered all over there that will not be able to cool themselves? And after 3 days, I'm afraid we're going to look at multiple Fukushima potentials.
Wow.
That's the big issue.
Yeah.
You lose half a dozen or a dozen nuclear power plants to core meltdown, and the northern hemisphere will begin to strangle in radioactivity. It'll circle the planet in 2-3 days.
Yep. Yeah, it's not going to stay in one place, that's for sure. Yeah, that would be a big problem, and that would certainly be...
Their backup diesel generators will run for some days, if they work. Now, I'm not convinced they're all checked regularly, routinely. They found that the backup nuclear power generators at Fukushima were all in place and all looked well and good, but they had the wrong size connecting pipes and they couldn't function, even if they had been able to get them fired up. They were not correctly aligned to the cooling system. These are human errors, and they're catastrophically stupid, but they happen all the time.
Yeah, so, and next month, again, I've never seen anything that looks like next month, but we actually see next month around the 12th of November, I believe it is, when it looks like civilization is under attack. Now, that could also be the Supreme Court is under attack, or the Supreme Court justices are under attack, or all of the above. And it's a set of cycles I've never seen, so I can't really
now you
tell
mean
you.
you what you're saying is you literally have never seen anything like this in all of the astrology and the astrological history you've studied. Is that correct?
That's correct. And so I don't know what to make of it. I mean, you know, it's pretty intense. I don't know what to make of it. So we'll find out. I mean, you know, and it's funny. I had a a client this past week who told me that she had a dream that the Supreme Court was bombed with the Supreme Court justices in it. So, you know, who knows? I don't know. But, you know, all of these things are much more intense than anything I've ever seen previously. So we have Mercury going retrograde opposite Uranus, one of the planets associated with electricity, and technology, you know, all types of technology, your computers, your phones, all of that stuff, your cars, all that stuff. And so that's going to last until November 3rd. That the last day of Mercury retrograde is November 3rd. Now that is the day of the election.
Pretty strange. No coincidences.
Very
huh?
strange. Yes.
Yeah.
So we don't have the ability to find out who won that night because Mercury's actually stopped, and Mercury represents information. So we won't know for sure who won that night. And, of course, I'm expecting that even if Trump has a massive win, that, you know, they will protest and contest the outcome in a whole bunch of states and so on. So we won't know that night anyways. And, you know, it looks like in November that it will probably go to the Supreme Court is what it looks like. It actually looks like the Supreme Court is going to withhold, uphold the Constitution. So that part looks good. But then you have this cycle of, civilization under attack. I really don't know. I've never seen anything like it, so I don't know.
Madeline, excuse me. What your phone is acting up again. Pull it further away again. Let's see if that makes any difference.
Is that any better?
Well, at the moment, yeah, that's better.
Okay.
It starts to buzz and distort. But just pull back. Todd can always play with the level if we need to pull you up higher. So just
pull it about six inches
away from your speaking voice.
Okay. Is that any better?
Yes, that is. That's not breaking up there right now. So
good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I turned the volume down on my phone here, so that on the handset, so that should work.
Now it's worse.
It's worse. Oh no.
Yeah, just
so should
just,
I raise the volume up or leave it?
I don't know. Try and raise it back up again. Let's see if that changes anything.
All right, does that help at all?
No, it's just I think it's a line coming out of your house. Or your neighborhood, or your switching center. That's it's just not a good line. We hear you fine. Don't worry about that. All the words are perfectly clear. There's just electric noise and some breaking up of the audio continuity. It just goes pop, snap, crap, crackle, and pop. All right, go ahead.
I'm getting that from you now too, which I wasn't before. Yeah, I am getting that from you now too. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Todd, let me know if you're getting it from my audio to you. Just drop me an email if you would. And I don't know. Could be game playing here. There's a lot of it out there.
Right. So this month we actually have another cycle about reclaiming the Constitution. I know I keep talking about that, but that's because this cycle keeps showing up in various ways. So on October 3rd, which is tomorrow, we get a peak of Jupiter parallel Pluto. Now, that's similar to a conjunction, but it's basically that they're the same number of degrees above the equator, the celestial equator. So.
Right.
So this is a little bit different, but they're similar in nature, and this is the particular cycle that started the concept of democracy. So basically, we're in the process of renewing this concept and reclaiming our Constitution. And so this really is the really, really big issue that's going on at this election is about the Constitution. And on November 12th, we're going to have Pluto and Jupiter conjunct for the last time. And at that time, they actually are exactly conjunct one of the goddesses known as Pallas Athena. And Pallas Athena is actually the goddess who invented civilization. So she is the one who started the educational system. She started the legal system. She started the medical system. And she was an incredible warrior and fought in battles. She was amazing.
What was her name again? Athena?
Pallas Athena. Pallas Athena.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Pallas is exactly to the minute conjunct Jupiter and Pluto at that time on November 12th. And, of course, Eris, our goddess of war, is square exactly to them. So we have the potential for civilization under attack, you see. And I've never seen anything like that. It's obviously extremely intense. But this particular cycle, Jupiter parallel or conjunct Pluto, is very big. It's also going to occur in term transit. Jupiter is going to conjunct the USA Pluto on December 7th. And so this issue of the Constitution is gigantic. It's all through this whole year since February. It's been in range since February the whole year. And it was in range last year with the parallel, Jupiter parallel Pluto. So this has been going on a while. And I do think it would not be occurring now unless we were going to reclaim the Constitution. So, again, I think this is good. there are people who, of course, do not want us to reclaim the Constitution. So we have to be careful about what we're doing and be conscious of the surroundings that we're in, because it could be dangerous this month. Now, Pluto is going to move forward on October 4th. Now, that is Sunday. And Pluto has, it represents a lot of different things. It represents the masses. It represents the underworld, the mafia. It represents the cabal, manipulation, death, and destruction, as well as general transformation. And it also represents power. And as we were talking about, so this is basically saying that the powerful are getting back on their feet again, and they're regaining their footing. So that is perhaps not so good for the alliance situation that we're in right now. So right about the middle of the month is when it gets truly severe. So the 9th is only a week from now.
Okay.
And then right? And then the 13th.
Wait, now when you say, let me back you up here.
Okay.
We're going to have to call you back. This thing's getting worse.
Okay.
We can understand you, so you're being heard. But it's just not good.
Well, see, this is Mercury opposite Uranus.
Of course it is. This is what Mercury retro is all about, for those of you who don't know. Communications of all sorts, direct person to person, human to human, or technological communication. There are problems, breakdowns. Okay. When you say things get really bad, I don't want you, you're not a remote viewer, you're an astrological scientist. Analysis is your game. When you say really bad, what do you mean? How bad? Civil war bad, possibly?
I think you're going to see quite a bit of your Antifa BLM attacks. What I don't know is just how far they're going to take them. Now, we already saw BLM and Antifa setting fires all over our states. So we know they're willing to do that, and certainly Mars, where Pluto does represent fire and rage and anger and all of these ways that you can murder somebody. You know, it's extremely intense. And so, and Mars is not speeding at this time. He's very slow because he's retrograde and he's not moving fast. So it just makes everything last longer. And then Jupiter's in there making everything bigger. And then Mercury goes retrograde, so the communications get even
right.
worse than they are right now.
Right, I got it.
And is this power going out? I don't know, maybe it could be. And now if you're in a situation where it doesn't go out and things are fairly normal, and you, like a lot of people, are rethinking how the heck you're going to make a living in the next year or two or whatever, part of this cycle is good for transforming your identity. So if you are in a situation where you've never thought about being successful on your own, you know, a lot of people have internal identities that kind of preclude them from going out on their own. Maybe they were the son of an alcoholic or drug addict or,
sure.
you know, right? You know, or... they come from a poor family, or they don't have a certain level of education, or they have some belief system that, you know, they can't do whatever it is. And yet everybody has special skills and talents and abilities that they can do. And so part of this process in many cases is about transforming your identity, and Mars does represent. So we are going to have quite the situation here.
Okay, let me rephrase my effort here.
Okay.
Would it surprise you astrologically if there were national tragedies? I won't go any further than that. That Antifa and BLM, even this month. Before the election, which is obviously a major trigger point, started to riot, burn, and loot again to build momentum moving toward the election.
Oh,
would
absolutely.
That surprise you?
No, I expect them to do that.
All right. Okay. Todd is going to give you a phone number to call him, so we're going to try and reverse the flow.
Okay.
And see if you call into him, if that'll make a difference. So stand
okay.
by and watch for that, and
okay.
we will continue in just a few minutes. Okay, Madeline Gerwick is our guest this first 2 hours tonight. The issues ahead are so uncertain on our side of the aisle, but the controllers know exactly what they're doing. This is all by plan. Remember that. Always by plan. It may look random. It may seem to be random. And there may be a few random issues that extraneously evolve on their own. But generally speaking, all of this is being controlled. All right? We'll be right back.